a different type of message than I normally have, because we have a special holiday coming up, Hanukkah. Most of you know that. It actually starts tomorrow night. You know, every year Hanukkah falls a different time of the year because the Jewish calendar is lunar, and we have a Gregorian calendar that we follow, so they kind of got out of sync. So if you remember 2 years ago, there was the famous Hanukkah and Thanksgiving mashup. And next year, actually, it's going to be a Hanukkah and Christmas mashup and New Year's, right? It's going to be really strange. But this year, Hanukkah is coming here in the beginning of December. It starts tomorrow night. And it's called the Festival of Lights. And it's all about lights, also called the Feast of Dedication. It's a minor Jewish holiday in that it's not listed in Leviticus 23, right? We always look back to Leviticus 23 and say, okay, the Shabbat is in Leviticus 23, the day of rest. That's a holiday. People don't realize it's a feast. It's a festival. We do it every week. And then, of course, Passover and Rosh Hashanah and all those great holidays of the Lord, they're not really Jewish holidays. They're the Lord's holidays, by the way. And they're all in Leviticus 23. So we think, oh, Hanukkah's not there, so it's sort of a minor thing. So is Purim. But Hanukkah is very symbolic, and it represents a lot. And it's a wonderful holiday. And even though it's not in Leviticus 23, we should still celebrate it. You know, some people say, well, if it's not blatantly in the Scripture, then we shouldn't celebrate it. Well, it is in Scripture, and we're going to show that today. Let's turn in our Bibles to the book of John, okay, in the Gospels, John chapter 10. You know, it's not in Leviticus 23, but there is mention of Hanukkah in the Bible. John 10, 22 through 23. Now, it was the Feast of Dedication. As we said, Hanukkah is the Festival of Lights and also the Feast of Dedication. It's called by two things. Now, it was the Feast of Dedication in Jerusalem, and it was winter. And Yeshua walked in the temple in Solomon's porch. So John brings up that it is a feast. It's not just a minor holiday we like to celebrate. It is a feast of the Lord. And Yeshua was there. He was in Jerusalem. He was in the temple as all the festivities were happening. So he clearly was celebrating Hanukkah. So if it's good enough for Messiah Yeshua, it's good enough for me and you too, right? So we're going to celebrate Hanukkah. We have a Hanukkah talent show and party next weekend. The kids are having, the youth are having a bonfire, a Hanukkah bonfire. And it's a great symbolic holiday, but there is real meaning behind it, which we're going to get to today. But I want to focus, that the message is now called Hanukkah, the Festival of Lights, or Hanukkah, the Feast of Dedication. The message is light of the world, right? Hanukkah is a symbolic holiday of all about lights. And the word light in Hebrew is or, you know, Karen or, ray of light. So today I want to talk about or. I want to talk about light in our lives. And I want to go through the scriptures quickly with you to talk about light and then come back to Hanukkah at the end. And, you know, as I was preparing this week, it was a crazy week. You know, it was crazy for a lot of reasons. There was a lot going on this time of year in general. And my message is a little shorter than usual. And I was wondering, you know, why was it shorter just the way it happened? And now I know why. I really was touched today as we were doing the worship. I was thinking to myself, there's a reason why I did a short message, and we'll get to that in the end. Because we need to talk about light. We need to talk about or today, and we need to talk about the light of the world, Yeshua. Let's turn to Genesis 1:3. We're going to go very quickly through the scriptures today. I want you to listen about the importance of or, the importance of light. You know, as we don't have a Hanukkah up here, but you know, in Hanukkah time, there's what's called a Hanukkah. It's different than a menorah. Menorah is seven candlesticks. A Hanukkah is nine because there's 8 days of Hanukkah and there's one other candle. It's all about lighting the candles every night. So it's all about light. Genesis 1:3. God said, let there be light, or, and there was light. So early on in the scripture, God brings in this concept for us of light. And when we talk about something like light, we typically talk about the opposite to show the contrast, right? If you want to know about if something is tall, you need to understand what's short. Or if something is high, you have to understand what's low. and so on and so on. So what's the opposite of light? Of course, it's darkness. Darkness. The earth was dark when God created the earth. And God said, let there be light. God spoke it. Let there be light. So the first thing we learn is that God is the creator and the source of light. And that's important for us to understand. God is the creator and the source of light. We need light for everything, don't we? We need light to show us the way. We take light for granted. We take light for granted that there's lights on in this room or that there's a sun in the sky. That's a light. We take for granted that we have all these things in our life. Even before electricity was invented, we had light, didn't we? And it lit up the way. Without light, we're in darkness, the opposite of light. Psalm 18:28. Let's turn there. You know, the Psalms talk a lot about the light and the lamp. And Psalm 18:28 gives us a great example here. For you, this is talking about God, will light my lamp. The Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. We focus too much on the lamp itself. We focus too much on the light switch itself. We focus too much on the created things. Let's remember that God created the light. He is the source of the ore. He will light your lamp. Yes, your lamp will light, but it's only because God gives light. He is the creator and the source, the power behind the light in our lives. We have to remember that. In this dark world that we're in, we need to remember that God is the light. Listen, you're not the light. You're the light because God's the light in you. We have to remember that. We're nothing without the Lord. We're in darkness because of the Lord. But when we had the light of Yeshua in us, I'm getting ahead of myself in my message. I'm getting so excited. All right. Psalm 27:1. The Lord is my light and salvation, right? We're not the light in and of ourselves. The light isn't there because it's a, you know, an invention of man. Sure, Thomas Edison, you know, found electricity and all that and stuff, but God is the author. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? So isn't this interesting? You have the ore, you have the light, which shines in the midst of darkness. If that's not enough, now we have the psalmist, we have David, King David, saying, the Lord, he's not only my light, but what? He's my salvation. He's combining the ore with Yeshua. Ore, light, Yeshua. What does Yeshua mean? Salvation. The Lord is my ore and my Yeshua. Of whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. So now he's equating light to salvation and strength. The Lord is our light, he's our salvation, and he's our strength. Throughout the scripture, light is connected, especially with salvation. We are living in this dark world of sin, and the light of the Lord is saving us. The light of the Lord is showing us the way, right? Psalm 23, when we're in the valley of the shadow of death, God is with us. The light shows us the way, but it also saves us. The light actually saves us because it's our, because God is our light and our salvation. And I love it, like I say all the time, when a plan comes together. Turn to Isaiah chapter 60. We sang it today. I don't pick out the songs. The musician, you know, our music leaders pick out the songs. They sang this song today. I didn't know they were singing the song. I love it when God puts these things together. Isaiah 60, 1 through 2. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. But the Lord will arise over you. His glory will be seen upon you. We cannot fear because there's darkness in the world. We cannot fear because there's shootings in the world. We cannot fear because there's terrorism in the world. That's darkness. But God is our light and salvation. God saves us from the darkness. The Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. And you know what? Let's get up. Let's get excited. Let's arise and shine, because why? Our light has come. We don't have to worry about waiting. He's here. He's in our lives. He's right there for the receiving, Yeshua. It's not if we do enough good works all year, then maybe the light will come into our life. It's a free gift. We don't deserve it. But the light and the salvation of the Lord is available to us. So what? We don't have to walk in darkness. You can grab a hold of that lampstand. You can grab a hold of that Hanukkah, and you can know that the Lord is that light and salvation in your life. Let's turn to the book of John. Here we go in the Gospels, the book of John, chapter 1. There's a lot of parallels, John 1 with Genesis 1. Creation of the world, creation of the Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. Of course, let me stop right there before we go to the next scripture. The Word, of course, is Yeshua. When God spoke in the beginning of the Bible, we know that's Yeshua, the Word, and the Word was God. Yeshua is God, okay? He was with God in the beginning. Let's turn to verse 3 now. All things were made through him, and with him, without him, nothing was made that was made. And here's the part I want you to catch. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Yeshua is our light. Yeshua not only gives us a light in the darkness, he is life to us, eternal life to us. That light saves us. That light revives us. That light gets us out of this darkness where there's no hope. But with the light of Yeshua, we have hope. John 8:12. Then Yeshua spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. You know, before you became a believer, if you're a believer in this room today, before you became a believer, you probably did things, made decisions in your life based on what you thought was right. Correct? Maybe it's the way you were taught, or, oh, this is just how it goes, this is how I'm going to do it, and you thought, this makes sense, this is logical, I'm going to do things this way. You were trying to be your own light. You were trying to light up this dark world. But now the pure light has come. We don't have to worry about making all those decisions about what am I going to do with my life or where am I going to go. We can tap into the light. We can tap into the light because he says, I'm the light of this world. He who follows me, we don't have to follow ourselves anymore, groping around looking for where's the matches. I need to light the light of my life. You know, he who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. That's an awesome thing. You know, we read these scriptures that we've read a million times and we're just, I've read that. I could probably repeat that verbatim, but, you know, without even looking at it. But really focus on this scripture here. We will not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. And you say, well, why are we walking in darkness today? Why are there shootings in California? Why is all this stuff going on? Yeshua is inside of us. It's exactly what Tom talked about. There's two Messiah types, and they're both Yeshua. The first time, God had to come and show us how to live our life with the light inside of us. The second time, he's going to come back, and he's going to light up. He's going to light it up. Light out this dark world. I'm telling you what. He's going to light it up brighter than all the lights during Christmas, right? You ever gone down one of those streets when it's just like light overload, you know what I mean? Like, I wonder what their light bill, you know, their electric bill is going to be next month. But we know God's going to light up this world. I mean, he's going to light up Syria. He's going to light up Asia. He's going to light up Africa. He's going to light up North America with his light. He is going to light up Israel. It's going to be one, because you know what? There's not going to be a sun. God's going to be the light that provides a light for us all the time. So, amen. So we know the light of the world is inside of us now. And soon, he's going to be all out there. And our job is to go and share that light, isn't it? Yeshua is our light. He now lives in us who believe in him, who believe that he's the light, the salvation, the strength of God. We have accepted his sacrifice on the cross for our sins. And because we have Yeshua now, here's the part. We're now the light. Because, not because of us, but because the light's inside of us. If you've accepted Yeshua, you have the light in you because you have Yeshua in you. He is the light that's going to light your path in front of you. He's going to light up your life only if you let him, though. Are you letting him in to light up your life? Are you letting him in to light up the decisions you need to go through in life? Are you asking him to light your life? Or are you still walking around with your own candlestick? Oh, I'll just make this decision. I don't want to bother God with it. Or maybe you don't even think about the Lord when you try to make major decisions in your life. You don't have to answer this out loud, but in your head answer it. When you have a major decision in your life, do you consult the light of the world or the light, your own light? We need to think about this. Are we consulting the light of the world? Are we truly saying he is the light of our life? We have to think about this. We are to let our light shine in the darkness, it says also. Matthew 5:14. You know, Yeshua's in us. And because he's in us, you, meaning you and I, are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Look, you can't hide when you go up and it's like on a mountain or on a hill, you see a big city. You can't hide that. Same way, we can't hide the light that's inside of us now. We're the light of the world because he's the light of the world and he's in us. We're told to let our light shine in the darkness, however long it takes for God to come back and light it up. We've got to do it until he gets back. He is using us, the body of Messiah, to do it, to let people know about the light of the world, Yeshua. So now I want to get back to the festival of light today. We come back to where we began, Hanukkah, the festival of light. About 160 years before Yeshua, Israel was in turmoil. The Seleucids, which is a Syrian branch of the Greek Empire, you know, the massive Greek Empire came through. And it's interesting. Israel was just taken over by several different peoples and empires. And the third of the four being Rome, the third was the Greeks. The Greeks came in and tried to impose their Greek Hellenistic culture on all the subjects around their kingdom, including Israel. And when I say impose their culture, of course, was Hellenism. And they wanted everybody to assimilate. But not assimilate just culturally, assimilate religion, assimilate everything about their lives, and bow down to the Greek culture. This is what was happening in the time. And the Seleucids, this is the Syrian branch, when Alexander the Great died, four of his generals took over the empire, and the general that was in the Syrian area, they were kind of over Israel, and they were trying to impose Alexander's vision on Israel. They wanted everybody to assimilate, including their religion, to show their power and to push the Jews to convert to this. They marched into Jerusalem 160 years before Yeshua and desecrated the temple. They desecrated. They brought a pig in. I mean, it was bad news. They totally ransacked the place, desecrated the temple. And what happened? The Jews revolted. Under Judah Maccabee, which he came from a family of priests, they drove out the Syrians and Seleucids, and they rededicated the temple in Jerusalem. And they only had enough oil, the legend goes, for one day. But the miracle was that it lasted 8 days. Now, that is the story that everybody hears about Hanukkah. We don't know if that's true or not. What we do know is that Hanukkah is about the victory that the Maccabees had. So more so than even the light, it's the victory. And I'm going to get to really what the story is in a minute. But the victory that the Maccabees had, the 8 days of Hanukkah, was really that the Maccabees, Judah Maccabee and the Maccabees, were able to drive them out and to not have the Hellenistic culture come upon the Jewish people, to not basically take out the religion of Judaism in the Lord. You know, this Antiochus guy set him up as king. It was himself up as God. It was a bad scene. But they were successful in driving them back out, restoring the temple, and restoring Israel to worship the one true God. That's really the story of Hanukkah. But it's even more than that, because what it is Judah Maccabee, like us, can do nothing in and of himself. The Lord was with the Maccabees. The Lord had victory today, and the light that is the Lord was shining that day. Now, the Hanukkah itself, which is nine branches, It has the eight for the eight nights of Hanukkah that we celebrate. But there's one candle that's the ninth, and it's called the Shamash candle. And Shamash means helper. The Shamash is actually supposed to, according to halakha, you know, Jewish, the way we're supposed to do things, the Shamash is supposed to be higher than the other candles. Always supposed to be higher. We know as Messianic believers that the Shamash is Yeshua. It represents Yeshua. Yeshua being our light of the world. He is the one light, and what you have to do with the Shamash candle, if you're not familiar, is every night of Hanukkah, you take the Shamash candle and you light it first, and then it lights every candle. Yeshua is the light of the world. Where are the other candles? Yeshua first is the light of the world. He lights every one of us. Now we're the light of the world through Yeshua. Yeshua is the light of the world, the Shamash, the light of Hanukkah. So this is the point. It's all about God and it's all about Yeshua. It's all about Him being the light in our lives. Think about your life. Is God the light of your life? And with everything going on, and this is why I think my message is short today, I'm going to have the musicians come back up now. What I want you to do is play that song, Ma'utzor, again. And I really felt compelled to do this, and I didn't realize it at the time. I think it was just the Lord. But I want to take a few minutes now as the musicians come and they play Ma'utzor again. I want you to think about this. I'm going to ask people, if you need prayer today about darkness going on in your life, then I want you to come up and get prayer today while they're singing, while we're all worshiping the Lord. Because we need to know that as the world gets darker and as things happen, Yeshua is the light of the world. Yeshua should be the light of your world. And if you need prayer about that, if you need prayer to get more faith, or if you need prayer because of things going on in your life, now is the time. You don't have to come up, but if God is compelling you to come up, if you need someone to pray with you, if you need a touch, I'm going to have Jen come up for the women. I'm going to come up and I'm going to pray over the men. And if you don't come up, just stay in your seat and pray for people. Pray for people that come up here. Pray about your life. Use this time as we get into the Feast of Dedication to dedicate your lives back to the light of the world, away from the darkness. We all have darkness going on around us, right? In our own little worlds. We want to pray for Israel. We want to pray for America. But we want to pray for ourselves too, that the light of the world would shine brightly in us. We need the light more than ever today. So if you need some prayer, come up right now. I'm going to pray over you.